Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Tuesday, November 28th, HD Character. Luke 1, 15 and 16. For he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong drink. And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. Modern technology affords an expectant couple a remarkable degree of familiarity with their baby long before the delivery day. Gone are the days of wondering if the Lord has graced a home with a boy or a girl, now but distant memories. HD ultrasounds now even provide near photorealistic images of an unborn baby's developing facial features. There's so much that today's anticipating parents and grandparents can know before they ever even meet their precious little one face to face. But in Jerusalem's temple more than two millennia ago, Zechariah was gifted an even clearer image of his unborn son. As God's messenger bore the incredible news of a son to be born to aging parents, he revealed to the doubting father-to-be what even today's amazing technology is impotent to provide. Gabriel showed Zechariah a detailed picture of John the Baptist's character. The skeptical priest first learned that his own son would abstain from wine and strong drink throughout his lifetime. These gifts from the Lord are certainly not wrong for man's enjoyment, but John's difficult obligation would associate him with the usually temporary Nazirite vow of ancient Jewish custom. Thus, it would exemplify his disciplined devotion and consecration unto the Lord's purposes. His willing abstinence would show him to be a man of deep conviction and commitment. Gabriel also disclosed that John would be filled with the Holy Spirit, which we know to be a consistent symptom of surrender throughout the New Testament. This is made clear in the comparison resident within Paul's charge to believers. And do not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, in Ephesians 5:18. Rather than surrender control of ourselves to intoxicating alcohol, we are to instead surrender control of ourselves to the Spirit of God. Such holy surrender would mark John's life. On that fateful day in the temple, Zechariah further learned that God would use his son John to turn many people to the Lord. And true to his prophesied character, this forerunner of Christ would be the one to humbly say, "He must increase, but I must decrease." John was all about selflessly giving God the glory as he pointed people toward the Lamb of God, not to himself. What would an HD picture of your character reveal? If we're to effectively point others to Christ, as John the Baptist would, we must share in his godly biblical character. May our lives be similarly marked by a deep discipline and devotion, genuine surrender to the Lord's purposes, and humility that joyfully exalts Christ above self. For such godly character will allow us to be instruments God would use to make people ready for the Lord. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.